Okay, welcome to the call and the meeting. It's a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Today is Friday, December 11th, 2015. And Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Alan, KPFT.
Hi, Alan is present.
Alan's present. Argueta, KPFK. Can't hear you. Burden, WBAI. Can't hear you. Brazon, KPFK.
Here.
Brazon, present. Jim Brown, WPFW. Can't hear you. Steve Brown, WBAI.
He had sent a request for an excuse this afternoon.
Oh, I didn't see that. Right. Okay. Casnave, KPFT. Casnave? Heard her before. Okay. Coleman, WBAI.
Present.
Coleman, present. Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Diaz, present. Edward Seekert, KPFA.
Here.
Edward Seekert, present. Fuentes, KPFA. Can't hear you. Coburn, KPFA. Sorry. Coburn, KPFA is present. Lane Newark, KFAI affiliate. Can't hear you. Mark, KPFT.
Present.
Mark, present. Medina, KPFK. Can't hear you. Norman, WPFW.
Medina, present.
Medina, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Rabin, WVQR affiliate. Can't hear you. Ryder, KPFT. Can't hear you. Reyes, KPFK.
Present.
Reyes, present. Roberts, WBAI.
Here.
Roberts, present. Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Tucker, present. Wilkinson asked for an excuse absence. Chair, we have quorum.
Okay. I need to now identify timekeepers. Adriana and Brian, any interest?
I'm afraid I'm not in a position to keep time.
Okay, is George Ryder here? He's another one who often volunteers. Adriana, can you do either? Brenda, can you do
either? Okay, yeah,
Brenda?
I can be a timekeeper.
For which? Items or people? Speakers.
For the items.
Okay. So we still need a timekeeper for the speakers. Volunteer. Pete, any interest?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. Not a place where I can do that.
Okay. Anyone else? Volunteering for timekeeper, going once.
That's right. All right.
Who is that?
Serene.
Okay, Serene. 90 seconds per speaker. Okay. Excused absences, Madam Secretary?
So two people requested excused absence, Steve Brown and Margie Wilkinson. I'm not aware of any others.
Okay. A motion? Anyone? Who is that? No, I need a motion, though. What is it?
I move to excuse the absences of Mikey Wilkinson and Steve Brown.
Okay. Is there a second?
Benito.
Okay. Benito seconds. Any objection? Hearing no objections, the two members are excused. Agenda approval. So let me point out that this is a two-item agenda. That doesn't mean that motions under that agenda item would be automatically out of order. It just means that the item, those are the only two subject matters that are being discussed this evening.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on, but obviously nobody can hear me. I'm yelling into the top of my lungs, but from Skype, nobody can hear me.
I can hear you now.
Yes, because I'm talking to my phone and I cannot do it.
Oh, I see.
I mean, maybe we can ask somebody to put up the volume in my...
I can hear you. We can hear you now. You mean only when you're on Skype?
Exactly. When I'm talking to my cell phone, but I cannot because you know that I use... This is my business line. That's why I need to use the other one. Can we talk? Ask for somebody? I was saying present, and I was offering keeping time, but obviously nobody can hear me.
What were you? Which were you going to do? The speakers?
I can do speakers.
You can do speakers, but we have to be able to hear you.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Adriana, can you call me and I can three-way you in?
Well, the problem is that to do that, I need to use my phone. It's the one that I'm using now.
Oh, you can't Skype to me?
I don't know. I will try.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. You can, Adriana.
Okay, I will try. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so call me.
Okay, so first on the agenda, for those who don't have the agenda before you, this meeting was noticed to consider nomination and election of affiliate representatives. We've had a couple of motions noticed prior to the last meeting, and this was a meeting, this was to be, have been discussed at the previous meeting, so those motions are in order. One was from the Affiliates Task Force, and there was another motion from Director and our Vice Chair, Tony Norman. And so that is, per the bylaws, the first item of business to be considered at this meeting. That's on the agenda. The other item was, since we, number one, we ran out of time, but we also assumed that we would need an update from the National Election Supervisor, that we would be doing that once we dispense of the affiliate director item. Okay, so is there any, do I hear a motion to adopt the agenda?
Janet K., point of information?
Yes.
Alan, for the
staff. So there are also three additional motions that are related to elections on the agenda.
I'm saying what was noticed, but what was previously noticed.
Right.
And
point of order?
Yes.
Aren't we in any way responsible for following the agenda that we noticed, even for this early meeting and not the executive session?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Well, of course we would.
No. Here's the thing, is that we have a draft agenda, an agenda until it's approved by the board is not the agenda we can use.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose of the special meeting needs to be adhered to, which means the purpose is the affiliates representative, so agendas, amendments to whatever motions are there are totally in order, and the same thing with elections. Anything that's related to what we put on the agenda, those two items are in order. It doesn't mean that they're on the agenda other than the fact that they were noticed. And the purpose of noticing is simply to require a majority vote as opposed to a two-thirds vote. It doesn't make it part of the agenda until the board votes it on. okay. So,
Alan,
okay,
for
so
the
I
fact.
Heard. Okay, Teresa?
Yes. I did request that we have an executive director's report, for example. I'd like to know how the bylaws amendments are going. I think tomorrow is the deadline.
Point of order.
Okay.
I mean, let me just finish my thought. So I would just always hope that we would start with an executive director's report, just in case you have any announcements, because I just feel like there's some people are having meetings that I'm unaware of, and they're just decisions and things happening that I'm unaware of. It would just be nice if we would have an executive director's report so we could just ask a question like that. Thank you.
Okay, who
point
had the
order.
Point of order? Somebody else?
Brian.
Brian.
we're having debate without a motion. Someone needs to move the agenda.
Right. That's what I was asking for was, does anybody want
May I move that we have an executive director's report?
You can't.
Not until someone proposes the agenda.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Janet Kay, I move the agenda.
To approve the agenda. Okay. Is there a
to
second?
To approve the agenda.
Brian seconds.
Okay. Okay, so now, Teresa, so that was an amendment to the agenda.
Yes, I would like to move that we amend the agenda by adding an executive
director's
report.
And where would you like it and for how long?
I would like it right after approval of any minutes. And since I don't think we have approval of minutes, so I would like it right at the top of the agenda after we approve the agenda.
Okay, well, that's out of order given that the bylaws say the first order of business is...
Okay, then as soon as it's not out of order to put it in there.
Okay, so that would be after the elections, after the election report and motions. Those are the only two items that this meeting was noticed for. Okay.
And for how long?
And for how long, Teresa?
Well, since you haven't had time to prepare one, people might have some questions. I would think not more than 10 minutes.
Okay.
Robert for the stack.
Okay, Robert. Robert, go ahead.
In my opinion, this meeting was scheduled because we were required to deal with the affiliate director matter in December. And at the end of the meeting where we decided this, we tacked on a report by the election supervisor. And I don't know that just because we've asked for a report that justifies bringing up all of the motions and debate on those motions regarding the election. The matter that was put on the special agenda was an election supervisor report. And furthermore, the bylaws don't mandate that to be in December. So when you responded to Teresa's, what time is the earliest it can be on there, it could be on there immediately following the report or the matter involving the affiliates.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Point of information.
Sorry. Order. Has this amendment been seconded?
The amendment is the amendment as I have changed it when you told me it was not possible to have it before the affiliate issue was to have it after the election report. After the election issue.
I second, Janet.
Point of information,
okay. Okay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Okay, so I will correct myself, okay, given what Robert said. It is true. You can recommend that it be anywhere you want. You could have it at you can move that it be at the top of the agenda. The body takes a vote, so you really could. It's in order even to put it at the top, wherever you want it, and then there'll be a vote, and then it, you know, that's...
Well, I don't want any conflict. I don't have an axe to grind. I just want a report.
I know.
You know, very briefly,
we heard the motivation.
Just for informational purposes.
There,
so I think I'll leave it where it is.
At the end. Okay. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Second.
Coleman.
Okay. Janet Coleman seconds. Okay. Is there any objection to having this at the end of the National Election Supervisor?
Yes.
Who is
I'd
that?
I'd like to speak to it. This is Serene.
Okay.
Brian? We have half an hour left in public session. I'd like to call the question on the agenda and all amendments to it that are pending.
Second, Lawrence.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Oh, never mind. Just move on.
Okay. We haven't spent half an hour on it. Brian, we have to take a vote to call the question, right?
If there's an objection, we have to take a vote, and it needs two-thirds.
Is there an objection?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Carolyn here on the stack. Was the calling the question on?
Calling the question was on any pending amendments to the agenda.
I'm sorry, the agenda and all pending amendments.
Jim Brown on the phone.
But are you saying the draft agenda? Are you saying we're taking a vote on everything that's on the draft agenda, Brian?
Or no. I'm calling the question on the motion to approve the agenda and the pending motion to amend the agenda.
I understand that, but are you considering the agenda, the draft agenda, as sent out, the written agenda that we have with
yes, that's
notice,
the motion
with all
that's,
notice motions? Okay.
Yes, that's the motion that's before the body.
Okay. Okay. So can we take a vote on calling the question?
Well, there's no objection.
Oh, there was no objection? Oh,
oh yeah.
Great.
No, I object.
Yeah,
Carol in here, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I object.
Okay. Can you call the roll, Madam Secretary?
Alan.
Wait a minute. Can we be clear? What is the wording again?
To call the question and debate on the agenda and actually use the remaining half an hour to do some business.
No, that's not actually the way you could, accurate. To call the question on the draft agenda and the pending amendment.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, if they're on the floor, we have to do something with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you call the roll, Madam?
Alan.
Alan is for calling the question, yes.
Yes, Alan, yes. Argueta. Can't hear you. Burden.
Yes.
Sorry? Burden, would you repeat your vote?
Yes, my vote is yes.
Burden, yes. Jim Brown.
Since
can't hear you. Will somebody...
Water running, please. Turn it off.
Jim Brown abstain.
Mute yourself. Thank you.
Brown up. Jim Brown abstain. Steve Brown. Can't hear you. Kesnay.
Absent. Absent.
Oh, absent. Right.
Excuse
sorry.
Excused. Absent.
Yes. Sorry. We did that right.
Oh my God.
Kesnay.
Yes.
Kesnay. Yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman, yes. Diaz.
Yes.
Diaz, yes. Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Edwards-Tiekert, yes. Fuentes. Can't hear you. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart. Can't hear you. Mark.
Yes.
Mark, yes. Medina. Can't hear
yes.
you. Medina, yes. Norman?
Yes.
Norman, yes. Rabin, Ryder, Reyes?
Yes.
Reyes, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker, yes. So we have 13, yes. 0, no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, I don't need to vote. Okay. So can we now then move on to our first item of business and the purpose of
yeah,
this
right.
meeting? Oh, yes, what? Oh, the amendment, sorry. Okay.
No,
Teresa had an amendment. Teresa's amendment.
No,
is,
no.
What?
Just approve the agenda as amended. That's really
it hasn't been amended yet.
Okay.
Can we, hearing no other discussion, Teresa's amendment was to add a 10-minute report by the interim executive director after the election item for 10 minutes. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to be up all night. Let's go.
Okay. And so can you call the... Serene, is that a no? You object?
It is an objection.
Okay. Can you call the roll, Madam Secretary?
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Alan, yes. Argueta? Burden?
Yes.
Burden, yes. Jim Brown? Can't hear you. Kesnave.
No.
Kesnave, no. Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman, yes. Diaz. Can't hear you. Edward Steaker.
No.
Abstain.
Diaz, no. Edward Steaker, abstain.
Dan, can you hear me?
Yes. Diaz votes yes.
I vote no.
I'm sorry, you vote no. Sorry. Okay. Edward Steakert abstained. Fuentes. Coburn abstains. Lane Ewart. Mark.
What is abstained? He's not here.
Mark says yes.
Mark, yes. Medina. Can't
pass.
Hear you. Medina, pass. Norman.
Abstain.
Norman abstains. Rabin. Ryder. Reyes.
No.
Reyes, no. Roberts.
No.
Roberts, no. Tucker.
No.
Tucker, no. Jim Brown didn't hear you?
No.
Jim Brown votes no. And Medina, you pass.
I vote no.
Medina votes no. One moment. I have 4 yes, 7 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No. No, I'm not voting no. I don't wish to vote.
Right. So present not voting.
Yeah, and also you said Fuentes abstained. He isn't here, I don't think.
No, I didn't think I said Fuentes abstained. Anyway, three abstentions. Edward Steakert, myself, and Tony.
Right. Okay. Okay, yeah, so abstentions, there were 3. Okay, so is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
I have a point of
not
question.
Amended.
Oh, that's
point
right.
Of order.
It's not amended.
Yeah.
Sorry. Is there
point of order?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Brenda.
Can people please mute their phones because I'm hearing multiple folks in the background that don't think they're be participating in the call.
Okay, thank you.
I have a point of clarification, Chair.
Yes.
Did Jose Luis abstain?
He wasn't here.
He isn't here. I thought I just heard somebody say Jose Luis.
I said, she abstain. Called, she had said Fuentes abstained,
okay.
But he isn't here. I simply corrected it myself.
Okay,
and then
got it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so... Who's trying to speak?
Adriana?
Yeah, go ahead, Adriana.
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. It's already been moved. So is there any objection to approving the agenda?
Yeah, I'd like to object.
Okay. Would you call the roll, Madam Secretary?
Alan.
Alan abstains.
Alan abstains. Argueta? Burden?
I object.
Does that mean no? Burden, no.
Yes.
Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Casnave.
Yes.
Casnave, yes. Coleman.
I'll pass.
Coleman passes. Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Diaz, yes. Edward Steakert.
Yes.
Edward Steakert, yes. Fuentes. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart. Mark.
No.
Mark, no. Medina.
I vote yes.
Medina, yes. Norman.
Yes.
Norman, yes. Rabin. Ryder. Reyes.
Yes.
Sorry?
I said yes.
Reyes, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker, yes. Jim Brown didn't hear you. Coleman, you passed?
No.
Coleman, no. One moment.
Jim Brown votes no.
Jim Brown, no. Okay. I have 9 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Present, not voting.
Okay. Nine yes, 4 no, 1 abstention, 1 present, not voting.
Okay. So we have a motion on, let's see, we've done everything else, right? Okay. We have, the next item is the 2016 Affiliates Director Protocol, and this is for, regarding the affiliate director process. And
Tony.
We have, yes, Tony.
No, I just wanted to make my motions now. I didn't know if we had a particular order.
I think yours will be a substitute because,
okay.
I mean, the Affiliates Task Force is not a committee. Nevertheless, you know, it's right below a committee, and that kind of trumps the individual. So yours would probably be the substitute after Affiliates makes theirs.
I'll get on the stack when the Affiliates do that.
Okay, we'll do. So the Affiliates Task Force motion... It can be found in Appendix A, and let's see, who's going to motivate this? Is this Teresa?
Yes, I will motivate.
Okay, would you like to read it first so that the vast listening audience can be abreast, you know, can be clear on what it is that we're voting on?
All right. Whereas the PNB bylaws require representation of 2 affiliate directors and the deadline of November 15, 2015 nomination period resulted in only 1 application, therefore the Affiliate Task Force moves that the Affiliate Task Force send a letter to the PNB proposing an extension of the deadline for the affiliate director nomination to December 12, 2015, comma, that the PNB secretary present the names of the candidates to the PNB by December 15, 2015, and that the PNB select two directors in December 2015.
Okay, thank you. And you want to motivate?
Yes, I would. My friends, you know, I realize that me making this motion is probably the kiss of death for it, but I didn't make this motion. It was made by the Affiliate Task Force. And that, for some people, that might be an automatic no also. But if you look on your agenda, under B, Article 5B, it says, as the first order of business and given 30 days advance notice at a board meeting in December each year, the directors present and present in voting, excluding any other than current affiliate or at-large directors from the vote, shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect 2 affiliate representative directors from the nominees submitted by the affiliate stations and or affiliate station associations using the single transferable voting method. If we use Tony Norman's proposal, we're completely undermining single transferable voting method. And, you know, whether you consider it good or bad or whatever, that I'm in the minority, if you value the importance of single transferable voting, then what you're doing is say, okay, well, we're the majority and we get to pick both candidates. So I think that the proper thing to do, as the Affiliate Task Force proposed, was to hold the nomination until we get one or more, then interview them and select. And because the other elections have been postponed, it's, I think, perfectly in order that we postpone this vote somewhat, too. We can give ourselves until the end of the year, whatever. I have another motion that passed in, or that I proposed, and I sent it to you in the Affiliate Task Force in a letter. And it's basically something similar to Tony Norman's second motion, whereas the motion I just proposed, because we postponed decision on it, the dates are not applicable. So we should somehow, I think it would be appropriate to amend the motion from the affiliate task force and move the dates back so we can make this decision judiciously, calmly, and in the best interest of the foundation.
Tony?
Yes. I'd like to make two substitute motions, and I'll start with the first substitute motion. You all should have received it. And that motion is to, I don't know if you want me to read it, or, but it's to go ahead and approve the person who went through the process that our bylaws require and applied for a director's position and went through all of the protocols that was necessary and also got his application in it, prescribed deadline as the bylaws required. So I think it's only appropriate that we go ahead and vote that person, there's only one candidate, as the affiliate director. And so I move that we accept, I think his name is Javon Ermon, as the affiliate director, the only person who applied, went through the procedure, and applied for the process. So, and I want to quickly motivate that it's only fair that we accept the person who went through the proper procedures and the deadlines that we set and go with the bylaws required. I disagree with Teresa saying that it denies the single transfer voting. I mean, single transfer voting is when you have at least two positions that are going to be elected, so we only have one position, so you do the most democratic thing. So it's still consistent with our bylaws and still consistent with the democratic process. You only do single transfer voting when you have more than one position open. So we'll have one position open once we fill this one. So, Madam Chair, I would vote that the board go ahead and accept the nominee, the person who applied, and we go ahead and adopt that person as the affiliate director. I so move.
Alan for the stack.
Point of information.
And for the stack, please.
I second.
For the stack.
Okay.
I second.
Adriana, second. I
can't hear Robert, anything.
And then,
Lydia, we can't hear you. Saving.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry. Okay. I heard Robert and then Teresa.
Burton, I'll check two, please.
And Green, please.
Yeah, my point of information is, when was this amendment, what was the date that this amendment was first noticed?
The day of
It was December 3rd.
Thank you.
Okay. Teresa and then Carolyn.
I would like to say that according to the bylaws, we should have had the nominations done by November 15th. When I realized on the 16th that we didn't have, that we had not sent out the letter, I immediately called the secretary. I was not told the name of the candidate, but I was told that we had one. I immediately called the chair and I said, we've got a problem. I took responsibility for that letter, not the notice not going out. I have nothing opposed to the nominee, although I must say he has not been properly vetted. We have had people that have applied before, and we found out that something in their application was wrong. I don't think it's appropriate to just automatically approve him without an interview and without doing proper vetting to find out whether, for example, where he's from is a proper affiliate, for example. And I don't think it would hurt. I mean, we don't owe this candidate anything. We owe it to the foundation to have a proper search. We're all talking about how elections are so important and that we get a good pool. Well, I'm sorry, Tony, but your math is wrong. If we have three candidates and we have two positions, if you divide the elections, then you have truly undermined STV.
Okay.
So those are just a few of the arguments for why this motion
Hold on a second, everybody. Okay, so you're at time, Teresa. And I just want to ask, Madam Secretary, when did you send out the application from the existing candidate?
Oh, on December 1st.
Thank you. Okay, so we've
point
had
of order.
That long to vet. Okay.
And
point of order by Robert?
According to the bylaws.
Okay, Robert?
Assuming the committee correctly stated the bylaws, this motion is premature because the bylaw says that it not be considered if you're nominating a candidate for 30 days. The committee doesn't have that problem because they're not recommending a candidate at this point.
Okay. Let me take that under consideration while other people speak. Carolyn Burden.
Thank you. I don't quite understand Robert's objection, but I'd like an explanation of it. I do think that it's important that we have enough time, and I have asked and I've not received an explanation of how the candidates are selected by the affiliates, how they are nominated, and especially how they are vetted. I think it's important that we determine that candidates who are put forward have no conflict of interest and no special interest. So I would like to see the method of selecting and vetting these candidates be made public and be considered by ourselves very carefully. These votes are important, and I have not seen really proper notification of how these candidates arrived at their position. Thank you.
Jenna K., point of information.
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Serene. Can you read the stack as you have it, please?
I had only Lawrence next.
Okay, I've been asking.
I can rarely hear you, Serene, but go ahead. You want to be on the stack? Is somebody else trying to be on the stack?
Sure.
Jenna Kay has a point of information.
Yes, I heard you, Jenna Kay. I can always hear Jenna Kay. Okay, so it will be, the remaining stack is Lawrence, Serene, and Benito, Janet Kay. What is your
question? Don't points of information come first.
Yes, I said thank Janet Kay.
Okay, thank you.
Janet
Kay. Okay, so my question is, where does it talk about vetting directors? I don't recall anything in the bylaws referring to vetting or anybody vetting.
Okay,
so
but that's part of a stack discussion. It's not a procedural issue. If you want to get on the stack, well, now you've asked it, so if somebody wants to address it. But next it would be, but nothing was cited in particular, okay? Next is Lawrence.
Yes, you know, one of the concerns I have about this is the way one of the directors characterized and tried to instill doubt as to the legitimacy of this candidate. And I kind of take a point on that's not appropriate, especially for open session, because it's already trying to pose in the well in regards to this candidate. So I would, you know, move that director be admonished for mischaracterizing somebody she doesn't know. And since she doesn't know him, that's maybe the reason she doesn't like him.
May I respond to that? I'm assuming if he wants to be admonished, I would like to respond to that.
No, he didn't name you, and Teresa, you weren't the only one, so no. Serene.
Well, I have nothing against the candidate.
Okay, Serene, and then Benito. Okay.
So a couple of things to be clear about, and for those who are confused after more than 10 years on the board, it's Article 5, Section 7, and it says an affiliate station can do it, a group of affiliate stations can do it, and it has to be done by November 15th. The candidate has complied with our bylaws, even if we have not. okay? And there's nothing here that says you have to prove that you do this. Or you guys need to go back and listen to previous affiliate meetings. Because I remember one meeting, I think about maybe it was 2013, when there were no interviews. Oh, we know these two. And that's how they got on the board. So go back. The archives are there on kpftx.org for that purpose. So let's be careful what we say about people in public. All that shading that went into the initial motion needs to stop. It should have been stopped when it happened. It should stop now. Saying to the person who actually fulfilled the requirement in the bylaws, well, no, we're not going to deal with you now. We'll get back to you. It's like someone saying, you know, I'm going to open my store at 7 o'clock. The first, you know, I'll choose 10 people out of whoever's there, and you can go in and shop for 10 minutes. And then they open their door at 7 o'clock. There are only 5 people there, and they say, oh, well, there are not 10 of you, so no luck. We'll have to do this another day. That would be wrong, and what is happening here is wrong. There are 27 people on the affiliate task force listserv, and people who will tell us how much experience they've had with the task force for years and years and years. This calendar has been the same for years and years and years. So now we're going to punish someone and cast aspersions, and there were some, on someone that we don't know, or because maybe because we don't know them and only friends are supposed to apply. This is not a club.
Okay, Benito.
And Carolyn on the stacks, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I don't know who this person is. I don't really care.
Oh, wait, hold on a second, Benito. Who's keeping time on the item?
I am. There's six more minutes left.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Benito.
There's 3 minutes left in the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Benito?
I look at this exactly like the PFW situation where we didn't have enough candidates, and so the PMB voted to see those people who had applied. So I would see it the exact same way. In that case, it was a question of the listeners voting for or against the people who applied and met their requirements on time. In this case, it's a question of the PMB voting, or not voting, but just seating the person who met the requirements. The PMB in the PFW case decided that we would simply seat those people who met the requirements on time. So it's the
okay.
Alan, we have no vote.
Next was Carolyn and then Alan.
Yeah, thank you. I move to extend. May I move to extend?
You have to have the floor first.
Carolyn, and then Teresa Allen, and then
thank
I'll
you.
Call on Janet Kay.
And Lawrence, please.
Adriana, okay. Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. I'm wondering about the procedure. I asked some time ago on the list, and I did not receive an answer as to what the procedure was for as to how these candidates were selected. I'm concerned about a conflict of interest, who has a program on the affiliate radio station, and how the call was put out. How were all the affiliates notified that there was a selection process in place? And how they responded, if they responded. So I don't know about the procedure. I'm concerned that there perhaps may not have been a very good procedure, but I'd like to know what it was. So perhaps we should hear from Ursula or whoever about what the procedure was for selecting these people.
And Carolyn, just and for the listening audience, if you go to pacifica.org and you go to Article 5, Section 4, it gives you the procedure for...
I know what it is. I know what it should be.
For the process and does not include a process for... that you're requesting. Thank you very much.
Fine.
Okay,
I just want to know what the process was. That's all.
Orders of the day, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. We're at time. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll? And this is on the amendment that Tony Norman brought and read. Madam Secretary.
And who's? Oh, okay. One moment. This is to accept Javon Gamon. Alan.
Alan, this, you're talking about Tony Norman's amendment, or
yes.
Is it a substitute?
The substitute.
Tony
Norman's substitute. Alan, no. Argueta. Burden. No. Burden, no. Jim Brown.
Pass.
Jim Brown passes. Casnave.
Yes.
Casnave, yes. Coleman.
No.
No, Coleman, no. Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Diaz, yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert, yes. Fuentes. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart. Mark.
Mark votes no.
Mark, no. Medina. Can't hear you. Norman.
Yes.
Norman, yes. Rabin?
Medina votes yes.
Medina, yes. Ryder? Reyes? Roberts. Reyes can't hear you. Roberts?
Roberts, yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker, yes.
Madam Secretary, this is
I did. Reyes, yes. How do you vote?
I vote yes, Madam Secretary.
Reyes votes yes. Jim Brown, you abstained.
No.
I'm sorry, you passed. You passed, sorry.
Passed, and I vote yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. One moment, let me count. I have 10 yes, 4 no, 0 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Razan votes yes.
Yes.
That's 11 yes.
Yes, and I was remiss when I was going to give you the floor. I thought we'd have enough time to call on you. You had what was an appropriate motion before we were at time for the item. I'm Janet.
So, right, so you're calling on me now?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
Okay, I move to extend this meeting by 30 minutes.
Point of information.
The meeting?
Yes. The meeting isn't the meeting.
But are you extending the item? We have one more amendment,
no.
I believe.
No. I want to extend the meeting because the meeting... was scheduled to end at 6:30, at 9:30, the adjournment time.
Madam Chair, I second.
Brian objects.
Second.
I still have that parliamentary inquiry.
Who is that?
Serene. Okay. So my question is, I would like us to... Somebody needs to mute. I would like us to extend this section, this item, for 10 minutes, and
okay.
The rest, and I'd like to break her thing up so that we make sure that both we finish this and get the election stuff in. So what do I need to do in order to get that done?
Oh, no, I see. Okay, so... Well, we can divide it. I mean, it's really two amendments. You're moving to extend the item for 10 minutes, right?
And within
included in that half hour that Janet is proposing, you would say 10 minutes for the item and the remaining 20 minutes, for the whole session, right? Altogether,
yes.
Half an hour.
Yes, Madam Chair, may I respond to that? Because I'm the one who
Point of order, Brian.
You don't get to respond because my question is about your statement.
Okay, hold on a second. Yeah, it's not under discussion. I'm procedurally trying to work through this. Brian?
A motion to extend is not debatable. If we extend, Serene can then propose to extend the item if we've extended the meeting.
Okay.
But we'll be out of time on the item otherwise.
Yeah.
Once we extend.
What?
Is it amendable? Is the motion to extend amendable? I think we now need 40 minutes.
As to the length of the extension, but not the way you're doing it.
Okay.
She's made.
Okay, I wasn't doing it. I was asking how to do it. Now I would actually like to do something, which is to amend Janet's 30 minutes to 40 minutes.
Okay, Brian, so she could not have accomplished amending Janet's motion to have 10 minutes out of the 30 minutes? Is that what you're saying?
Extending a meeting and extending an item are two separate motions.
Okay.
If the meeting's extended, she can then propose to extend an item.
Okay.
Janet K., point of information?
Yes.
So, Serene just moved to extend 40 minutes. Is that like an amendment to my motion to extend?
It is.
Is that our motions to extend amendable?
They are, but they can have no subsidiary motions applied to them.
Okay, so that one is okay. It's just to extend for 40 instead of 30. And is there
a second? Yes, I second it.
Okay. And is there a call the roll, I guess?
Well, is there
any objection?
An objection?
Is there any
Brian
objection?
Objects.
Yes, he had already objected.
Okay, Alan, this is to extend the meeting by 40 minutes.
That's correct.
Right? Alan. Can't hear you. Argueta.
Oh, Alan says yes.
Alan, yes. Argueta. Burden?
Pass.
Burden, pass. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
I'll pass.
Pass. Diaz.
Aye.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
No.
No. Fuentes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart. Mark.
No.
No. Medina. Can't hear you. Norman.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Medina. All right, Norman votes yes. Medina?
No.
No. Rabin, Ryder, Reyes?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Yes. Burden, you passed?
I'm going to vote yes.
Yes. Coleman?
No.
No. Let me count. I have 10 yes, 4 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Brazan votes yes. That's 11 yes, 4 no, 0 abstentions. So this passes.
Okay. Yes, Serene?
Okay, so I move that we extend this current item by 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Thank you.
Okay, it's moved by 10 minutes, so is there any objection? 10 minutes to finish this item on the affiliate schedule. Okay, hearing no objection. Where we left off was that we passed the initial amendment, and there was a second amendment that Tony was proposing. Tony, would you go ahead and read that?